As rebellious teenagers, we tend to open our mouths before listening. We never think before our actions. And the biggest of all, we are never, I mean never, wrong. The teenage years are always spoken as being the hardest. These are the years that we are trying to figure out who we really are. These are also the years that we fight with our parents the most.
To us, it seems as though we are always doing something wrong. But what if the roles were switched and our parents were the ones who were out of control?
I guess you should have a little background on my mother and me. So she had me when she was 18, and she had a job. She had a good job, and she met my dad, and then her and my dad got divorced. And so when I was like 3, and I've lived with her ever since then. I've never lived with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm her first child, but then it's my little brother and my little sister. I guess in some way I used to be spoiled, like, because I was her first child, she looked at me as like, oh, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, her first son or whatever. We used to have a good relationship, and then she got MS in the summer of 2006.
What does it stand for?
MS stands for multiple sclerosis. She got it in 2006 after she was in Florida. They said they think it's because, like, mosquitoes and stuff, and they might carry it or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
whatever. So, and it is a disease that attacks the nervous system, so, like, the brain, the spine,
mm-hmm.
all of those things. And so the, like, symptoms of it include, like, depression, mood swings. If it's bad enough and it attacks your spine enough, you could not be able to walk. It's a lot of, like, emotional things. Oh, your memory, stuff like that. And so when she got it, I wasn't really aware of it because I was only, like, 11 or 12, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it wasn't a big deal to me, so I didn't really think about it because I didn't understand it. But more recently, like, I've been able to understand it. And for her case, it's not that bad because some people, like, they can't walk, they can't move, stuff like that when they have it. But for her, she's able to walk, she's able to move. Although she does have some pain sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Overall she's good. It's just her mood and things that really have changed. And I think she used it as a crutch to get out of things and to, like, not take the responsibility that she needs to. She doesn't work now because of the fact that she has a mess or whatever. And she believes she can't work, and she believes that if she goes to work, she'll be stressed and she'll end up getting more sick or what have you. So she doesn't work. So she's, like, disabled or whatever. So she's, like, technically disabled. And so she doesn't work. And she sits in the house and she doesn't leave the house. I think she says how she's she's hurting all the time. And, I mean, I do sometimes believe that she is hurting. But other times I believe, like, she's using it as an excuse for us, for me not to do anything, or for her to have to not to do anything. Why is it that if I'm not here, you will wait until I get there for me to
for
do something.
For you to do something.
Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, I'm sick, I can't. I'm like, that's not true. I mean, I do understand that you are sick, but, like, if you tell yourself you're sick and you tell yourself you can't do anything, you won't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
And so I think she used it as a crutch. And she also used it as a crutch to, like, as an excuse to treat me any way she wants to. I mean, I know I'm her son and I know I'm her child, and she technically does have the right to, like,
mm-hmm.
discipline me
mm-hmm.
to a certain extent. But that shouldn't give you an excuse to treat somebody like crap. This is how it goes back to respect. So she doesn't respect me as a person. There's only so much of that she can take as a person before you do snap. And me and her have gotten to a lot of arguments, and we have snapped on each other a lot. But I always try to keep my composure and try to just understand that she is sick, and just understand that it is who she is, and I can't change that. She is my mother's father. So I do respect her for the most part. But there are times where she takes it too far, and so I don't know. I guess you could say I rebel. But I'm not a very disrespectful person to anybody, especially to somebody that
yeah.
I care about. So I would never be the child to, like, say I hate you and, like, die and stuff like that. Like, the stuff that you see other people doing, like, on TV and whatnot.
Yeah, they're
so, like,
not even on TV, just teenagers in period.
Yeah,
which is really disrespectful.
So I can't be the person. I'm not the type of person to do that. And I
mm-hmm.
believe, like, the way she treats me, I could do that justifiably, but I just can't do it. I'm not the type of person to do that.
Yeah.
So for the most part, I just keep quiet when she's yelling, and if she snaps at me for dumb stuff, like, she yells at me if I go downstairs, like, because my room is on the second floor, so if
mm-hmm.
I go downstairs to the first floor and I just start to watch TV, what you doing downstairs? I'm watching TV. Get upstairs, go back in your room, okay? I won't even argue with her. Or if I go downstairs in the refrigerator to get some water, What are you doing downstairs? I'll get some water. Did you ask me to get water? No, I didn't. I just wanted to get some water. You know you need to ask me to get some. So, wow. I mean, I'm used to it now, so I don't stress it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, like, overly controlling and, like, disrespectful. So, like, she'll call me words and names that you shouldn't. She called me names that I don't call people that I don't even like.
Yeah.
That are like, out on the street.
What are, if you don't mind me asking, like, what's, like, the worst thing she's ever called you?
The thing that really, really, really gets to me and, like, makes me madder than anything is when she calls me a nigga. Like, she'll be like, you disrespectful ass little nigga, something like that, right? Like, when I'm talking to my friends that are males and I, like, joke around with them and whatnot, like, I might say it in, like, just a playful way.
Mm-hmm.
And that just has, that's just something that happens with a lot of, it's just, like, a part of slang now. Mm-hmm. But for somebody to use it in a disrespectful manner and just the way she does it and the fact that I am her child and she thinks it's okay to do stuff like that and call me things like that without a repercussion, I don't like that. She's very disrespectful and she kind of uses her MS as a crutch for that. Now,
do you have a time where, like, one of these incidents has ever gone too far?
Yeah, when I was in, I think I was like 7th grade,
mm-hmm.
Me and her got in an argument. What made it bad was afterwards I was texting one of these girls that I talked to. She's mm-hmm. like a close friend. And we were just talking and I was like really mad. And so I was like, yo, my mom really drunk, and she being a bitch. I don't know, at the moment I think nothing of it. But then, like, because I got in trouble a little while later, my mom took my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the girl had been texting, and I said that, and it wasn't like we were on the phone or whatever. She went through my messages, and she saw that I called her. She saw that I called her bitch, but the thing was, I was in school when she saw. So she took my phone, and I went to school without a phone. And mm-hmm. So afterwards, I got picked up. I didn't think anything was like bad or anything, but I got picked up by my stepdad, which is a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got in the car, and he was talking to my little brother, because my little brother was already in the car. And he was saying, he was just like, some things are just so disrespectful, and some things just like shouldn't be said, and children shouldn't treat their parents certain way. I'm like, what is he talking about? He was like, for example, calling your mom a bitch. And I was like, whoa, wait, what's he talking about? And then he directed it towards me and was like, how can you say something about that about your mom? Blah, blah, blah. It's just a bunch of stuff. And I didn't have anything to say. I was just quiet. And then it wasn't a long drive from my school to my house. So I got home and he was telling me, he parked the car and he wouldn't let me outside to go home. Go in the house. He was mm-hmm. just, he started talking to me, saying how she was crying because of what I said and how that was the most disrespectful thing I've ever done and stuff like that. I do regret it because, like, I'm not the type of person to call any female out of their name.
Yes.
Unless it's, like, I'm playing or whatever.
And that's but, the like, worst it's ever gotten?
Well, for me, yes. For me being disrespectful towards her, yes, that's the worst.
Oh, because more, like, emotional. It's more emotional for you. Like, any other argument, it's just her. No.
Something that got really bad was really recently. So that was a couple years ago. And it has been bad since then. It has actually gotten worse. The arguments, I mean, like, with me personally, I'm not disrespectful towards her. But it got really, really bad just this week, actually. So on Saturday and Sunday, me and her were not getting along at all. Like, we were arguing over a lot of stuff. Like, not really arguing. She was just yelling at me at a bunch of stuff. And I would sometimes, like, say smart remarks back.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing like really bad or anything. And it got really bad to the point where I was ready to leave and go live with my dad. But then Monday comes, and I'm in my period before advisory, which was math. And because Caroline sits next to me in math. Later on in the day, after math, during advisory, I was like thinking about it. And like, it got me really, really mad. Simply because, like, I was trying to reach out to her and, like, be nice. And because we hadn't been getting along, whatever. And then she just shut me down. So, like, it got me to the point where, like, I was, like, really, really angry. And during advisory, I left advisory and sat out in the second floor next to the girls' bathroom
mm-hmm.
in that little corner. And I sat there and I just cried.
Me and Kenyatta, we were sitting in algebra class together. It was D-band, and he was texting as usual, but we were doing the warm-up, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he showed me a text message from his mother, and he had asked her how her day was going, and she responded and said, she basically said something like, what do you mean, are you in school? And he said, I just wanted to check up on you, make sure you're okay. And she said, why are you texting in class? She said, I'm not stupid. Basically, trying to rebel against the nice text message he had sent her. It was very, very shocking to me. that, you know, he tried to reach out and try to make sure that she was okay. And she, you know, she responded and said, why are you texting in class? You know, I'm not stupid. Are you in school? And it was very heartbreaking, you know, because he has been trying to please his mother for a very long time. Can't even stay after school because, you know, he has to be home with his mother. And it just has gotten out of control. And I really feel for him because he's a very, very great person and an amazing and respectful son. So I hope things get better, not only for my friend, but for his mother, who he dearly, dearly loves.